Good day, November 4th, 2025. Well, I guess we're aiming for a visa for Sierra Leone today, since it didn't get completed yesterday. Well, the first thing that needed to happen was to pay the $80 for each three of us. Well, the guys opted to walk to a bank nearby, which wasn't that far away, and I gave them the money for mine, so they could handle it for the three of us. And that would give me the time to organize the car a little bit. So once we needed driving again, and once we had the visas, we could just go on to our next destination. They wanted to drive about through the whole town, which is, I guess, another 30 kilometers, since we're 10 from the end, and then start walking again. They do about, you say walking? Yes, walking. They have been walking since Senegal. One of them lives in Senegal for 7 months out of the year. And I think they are cousins. And they decided that they had already enough experience driving through Africa, which they did from South Africa back to Switzerland. And then more on the east side and through Congo and what have you. That was in 2011, and the next one was in 2015. So they came up with the idea to walk, starting Sierra Leone to at least Freetown, and in Sierra Leone they're also going to visit a game park. And they do about 30 kilometers a day, and then they find a village and try to find somebody's hut or house or roof where they can pitch their tent under, and then pay someone to make some food, and everybody's happy. Well, with their French being much better than mine, that is something they can certainly do. I can assure you also that for all, especially Freddy, when he was riding in the front, all windows open, everybody that came in within hearing distance left with a smile on their face, because he had remarks and things to say about whatever, about them, about us, about the city. It was absolutely an amazing hood. So after they made it back, which took plenty of time anyway, I was ready, and they had the receipts, so we could go back to the embassy. The only thing that was missing is the change that I was due, because I'd come up with $100 as opposed to $80. So we needed to go back to the bank again, which was close by. And this time around, it was so much easier to drive. The night before, when we had come to the hotel, it took us half an hour for the last kilometer or two. Everything was stuck. Cars get stuck. Don't want to start. It's bedlam. It's total bedlam. So very rewarding for Freddy with being able to talk to people. Anyway, so we drove across town again, quite a ways, to get to the embassy again. We're getting pretty good at finding that. And this time it was the final person that needed to put a signature on and everything. She said, well, this was like close to 12 o'clock that we got there. She said, well, how about you come back by about 4 o'clock? I said, well, we've been working on this for all yesterday, and I'd like to get to, where did I need to get to today? To Sierra Leone today. Well, she said, I said, okay then, well, come back by 2. And hopefully that'll work out. So we then could go for a walk and or a drive. And one of the things that I had hoped for is to pick up a letter sent to me with an NL sticker, because I don't have that. It turns out when I did make it to the post office, it was not the main one. So the main one would be at the end of town, which is another, by that time, 15 kilometers. Or 20, and it just was not in the cards. So I'm going to have to find another solution for it. But at least I did find a post office. Maybe had some lunch and changed some money with a person that was from there but worked in Germany. And he also changed money. People just did all kinds of stuff. So then we ended up getting to the embassy again around 2 o'clock. And glory be, we all ended up with our passports with the visas in it. No more hesitation. So then all we needed to do is get out of town so that Michael and Freddie could start walking again. That was also a long haul, but it was a much better time of the day to do that. And as long as you take care of the big potholes, so that means you don't go too fast and try to circumnavigate those, we did quite all right. So we were there early enough to for them to depart and for me to still attempt to make it to Cambia in Sierra Leone. So we parted ways at a gas station, and that gave me the opportunity to fill both tanks. I have two 90-liter tanks with diesel, and I think I took in 135 liters. And that's generally an opportunity to use the rest of the money that one has. Although this was the Guinea franc, so the Guinea franc I won't be using any place else. So it was also good to get rid of it. And then made my way, said goodbye to Michael and Freddie, amazing characters, and they'll be walking. I may or may not see them again on this trip. I'll find out. So then I made my way to the border, and what was really special, this was the N3, no, the N4, National Highway 4, something like that. And this one was smooth sailing, not even any potholes. Well, that saved the day, because if there would have been potholes, I wouldn't have made it that day. I would have camped before the border. So the border was a good place. It just needed to do the two things, the passport stamp and the carnet de passage stamp. There's always and some other third thing most of the time. And what was different this time, there was no land in between the two borders. You basically, they were actually one continuous building. You just had to go through another gate and then go to the other side where the same thing happened. And I think on the first one, the person that did the carnet de passage was in the office with a lot of people, but that was because they were all watching a soccer game. And then he had to instruct another person to how that carnet de passage was working, which, there's three parts. You need to get the in stamp for at the top, the stamp on the right on the top, and then on the first time they take the first third of the page, the second time they take the second part of the page, and they send them to one local place, in, out, no longer their problem. So as long as I don't get signed out, then I'm liable for importation tax if that doesn't get straightened out. So anyway, it was really fun to have those guys around, and definitely paid for having the extra seat in the car. So I made it to the border. It was still light, but by the time I got to Cambia, it was pretty much dark. I had to ask a few people for a hotel. It's the Camden guest house. Kadem guest house was good enough, a little out of town. And then I ended up still wanting to eat something, so I drove back, ended up going by the police station where there was a policeman standing outside. And he hauled me over and asked me what I was looking for. And I told him, he said, well, I'll come along and I'll show you where it is. So he jumped in, got his hat, and we both went to the eating place. I offered him food, but he didn't want any. But he was in for a little bit of conversation. I ate the pretty African little dish, and then I brought him back again. it was a good occasion. So then I made it back to the hotel. On to tomorrow. Thanks for being along.